Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
It's 8:54 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We've got this thing that we do every single Wednesday. This thing where we huddle the gents and we bring them together.
Yeah.
And we have honest conversations, how uncomfortable it may be. And leading these conversations is Mr. K Goodness, you know, the empathy king.
Yeah.
Founder of Mindful Matters.
Mm-hmm.
Our resident mental health activist for men.
Yeah.
Abdi Omes, take it away.
Good morning to you all, the Fresh family, and more specifically, the Fresh Breakfast family.
My man.
Good morning to NSK Shekwan, my two favorite people on the radio. And obviously, it being Wednesday, it is time for my gents. Conversation for men, unfamiliar, unpopular, thought-provoking, and just, you know, putting it out there, ruffling a few feathers as just to get people thinking. And that means it's time for my gents. Mm. And when it's time for my gents, it definitely means K Goodness is on your radio. Last week, we touched a bit on the emotional abuse at the hands of women that men suffer. And this week, we want to look at the emotional abuse that and stigma that we as men put on other men with regards to, you know, showing up vulnerably or with regards to putting our emotions there. And it's something that is keeping a lot of men from coming out. Mm-hmm. Because remember, when a man shows up vulnerably, how receiving are we? You know, as those of us that are on the receiving end, the recipients of this person's vulnerability. Most of the time, we turn this into a mockery. Most of the time, we shoot it down, we shut it down. And essentially, this drives the other gens away from wanting to open up in front of their brothers. As brothers, I always say, and I say this a lot, we need to start creating the safe havens, the safe platforms, the safe places and spaces for our fellow brothers. The biggest stigma that we face as men right now is from our fellow men.
Yep.
So stop being a coward. And yes, I will say it again. Stop being a coward. If you don't have the bravery, if you don't have the guts to open up vulnerably, if you don't have the empathy and the sympathy to accept and welcome and create a space like that for another brother, rather don't put them down. Usher them to someone that can do that, that can be there for them, right? I am really hurt and frustrated and sick and tired, and I'm venting this morning, of men that will constantly break down other brothers when they try and come out of darkness and when they reach for help and you break them down. As men, we are the reason why most men go and over the cliff, because we're not willing to reach out to other brothers. We're not willing to stretch out our hands and pick up our fellow brothers. And our actions push them even further into the darkness. So if you're not willing to do that, stand aside and help or lead that person to somebody else, or just keep it to yourself. So let's stop. It really takes a brave man to come out and be vulnerable, to come out and seek help, to come out and speak about their darkest issues. And if you're not going to make that easy as a brother, then what brotherhood are we talking about?
Mm.
Is it the brotherhood where we're only chilling and having fun, we're only talking soccer and cars and girls, where we're only talking about our businesses and we're not talking about the dark side of life, which is our emotions that are killing us, our minds and thoughts that are killing us? So let's start creating, as men, these safe havens, safe places for our fellow brothers. And really, men, applaud the men that are courageous enough. It really takes a lot of guts. It really takes a lot of courage as a man to put up your hand and be like, yo, I've got a problem, man, and I need help. Right? All good and well, we love to joke about our problems. All good and well, we appreciate the fact that we can sit down and laugh through certain things. But at a certain point, we need to realize that we need to create the safe havens and hug a brother and put a hand around a brother and offer to pay for therapy for a brother that can't afford to. We need to start creating those safe havens for our brothers and stop stigmatizing brothers for wanting to come out and be vulnerable and show their emotions. There is no weakness in being vulnerable. It takes a lot of strength and boldness. So brothers, this morning, I want to implore you. I want to plead with you. I want to beg you, I want to, you know, cry out to you. If a brother is reaching out to you, if you are unable to show up in that way emotionally, or just then lead them to someone that is able to help them. So brother to brother, it's time that we start showing up for each other and stop breaking down each other. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Sure. Yeah, what do you say after that, man? Mic drop.
Hmm.
If you missed the conversation or you just caught a bit of it, we will put it up on our website in the next 5 minutes. Stick around. Next week, Wednesday, we'll be back with this.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Margins, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.